This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show on the Sunday, March 26, 2017. I'm David Knight. We're going to have Alex Jones joining us in the next segment. And of course, we saw the move against Obamacare, what Paul Ryan had put up, what Donald Trump had supported and tried to push through. We saw that go down in flames on Friday as they pulled that the last minute. There's a lot of finger-pointing. There's a lot of blame going around. I want to point out who the enemies remain. We look at these stories that were on the Drudge Report today about John McCain and what he is saying in Europe right now. You have to understand who the real opposition to our interests is. We need to stop this civil war that is going on within the Republican Party. We need to understand that John McCain was in the EU this weekend saying things like the New World Order is under enormous strain, the titanic struggle with the forces of radicalism, so forth and so on, that the EU and the U.S. need more connectivity. He says, I trust the EU. And he doesn't trust Donald Trump. He doesn't trust our Constitution. He doesn't trust our government. He trusts the EU. And he says the EU and NATO were the two best sums in history. Yeah, the EU's got too many bureaucrats, he said, but not much bureaucracy. I don't know what he means by that. Maybe he meant to say that it doesn't have much bureaucracy. I don't know. I mean, the guy, as Rand Paul said, he's out there. He's an argument for term limits. He's a very dangerous individual, however. He remains a very bitter old man. He talks about, even when he says, yeah, okay, we'd like to see European countries contribute some money to their defense. But then he says, hey, they had contributed 1,000 lives to our wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. Ask their mothers if they think that was a big contribution. I would say ask their mothers if they think they got what they wanted from their sons' lives and their daughters' lives. Was that worth it? Were John McCain's wars worth it for you? All of you in Europe? All of you in America? What have we gained in Iraq? What have we gained by using Al-Qaeda and ISIS as surrogates to set the Middle East on fire, from Libya to Syria and Iraq? We haven't gained anything with these wars, and we need to understand that as we move forward. This is the true enemy of America, of the European Union. And then he complains, I've yet to meet President Trump since he took office. But he has met with ISIS. He has met with the people that he has organized, that he's funded, that he's trained. He is really, truly the head of the dark government, meeting with the Europeans and the European Union. I would say not just meeting with the EU bureaucracy. And, of course, we have the EU chief saying, and as it's reported in the Daily Express, they refer to Juncker as the globalist gangster Juncker. They say that he threatens Trump with war if the European Union collapses. They says he reportedly said, if the European Union collapses, you will have a new war in the Western Balkans. That's a quote from the Daily Express. Meanwhile, China, who have become the darlings of the globalists, we have the Chinese vice premier telling a gathering of Asian leaders that the world must commit to multilateral. Remember, this is the difference. It's all the difference in the world, folks. Multilateral versus bilateral. We're not isolationists. Donald Trump has pointed out over and over again what he wants to have is bilateral trade agreements, one-on-one with other nations. What we do not want to have is some supranational organization that is created when you start to pursue multilateral free trade agreements. First of all, they're very difficult to do. And what you wind up doing is appointing some central committee to dictate terms to everyone else. That was what TPP did. And I think Donald Trump is absolutely right to throw that out at the very beginning. I wish he had done that with health care. I wish they had used all their powers instead of trying to work with the GOP establishment, Paul Ryan, the people that we know have been there for 7-8 years working against repealing Obamacare. Paul Ryan has been on the other side. He does not want to see this thing repealed. And so when you work with him, you got to understand it's not going to happen. But when we saw TPP, it wasn't Donald Trump didn't come in and say, we're going to renegotiate these details of TPP. He said, no, we're not going to have a system a multilateral system that is going to exercise sovereignty over us. Well, we don't want sovereignty exercised over us in Obamacare. That's the problem. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Alex Jones.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The globalist great error is to believe that as they collapse humanity, they end up on top. The truth is, humanity is coming down fast, but we're miles above them on our journey to hell. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show on this Sunday, March 26, 2017. Here's Alex Jones about what's coming up at the bottom of the hour.
That's right, David. Thanks for the great job. You know, I've tried to quantify in the last 3-4 months exactly what we've covered with the Podesta emails and Wiener, even the New York Times admitting is about to be indicted for child pornography, and Jerry Epstein. And the Lolita Express with the children being flown out for sex slavery, Bill Clinton being on board. That's been in CNN, Associated Press, you name it. And we covered all that as it unfolded. We've all seen the big pedophile networks in Europe, the pedophile networks in the UK. This really is the rulers of the world, these vampires. And so going back into November, I saw everybody focus off of what we were covering in New York. And the law enforcement reports onto a pizza place there in D.C. So we looked at it, and I saw some fake reports mixed in, and I said, listen, we're killing this because it's a diversion from all the admitted child trafficking, all the admitted stuff going on. And I believe that the media is focused on some innocent place as a diversion and a way to discredit things. I mean, hell, they're pretty much saying now the Catholic Church never had a pedophile problem, or that Penn State didn't have a problem, or Jerry Sandusky didn't have a problem, or his son. And the truth is, Trump and the Patriots and our intelligence agencies are aware of this, and they're, as Town Hall has reported, rolling up these networks. So I put out a retraction clarification Friday, specifically on Comet Ping Pong and Mr. Alfonis, who I don't believe are involved in all this, because I want to kill that debate, that discussion, which the media keeps claiming I'm behind, to force it onto the real issues that we're actually pointing at. So I point fingers coming up at the bottom of the hour of where I think people should research, where the facts are, and where Pizzagate has diverted people. Some folks say, oh, my God, you're trying to cover up crimes against children. No, I'm not. Fake news reports or mainstream media hyping something up, saying nothing's happening there, so we all run there to cover it, is a classic diversionary tactic, and I think they're using Comet Ping Pong and Alifanis and others as the diversionary issue. I've been saying that since December 1st when I put out an internal memo at InfoWars saying this is a diversion, it's a distraction. We didn't create the story. We didn't push it for weeks. Some of our listeners kind of bullied us into covering it. And then once I saw telltale signs, I said, no, we're not doing it. So that's what's happening. This is an attempt by the establishment to claim there's no child sex abuse in the world. Pedophilia doesn't exist. And, you know, none of this is happening. Even as Salon Magazine promotes pedophilia. So we're here exposing all this big report, breaking it all down as we go on the offense against the real predators against children and expose some of the tricks they've been using to divert us off. So back to David Knight. My special report comes up in about 20 minutes at Infowars.com/show. Folks, spread the word. History is happening now.
Thank you, Alex. And, of course, we're going to play that report at the bottom of the hour. As I was talking about at the top of the hour as we came in, those of you who are just joining us now, we've seen John McCain essentially gloating this weekend over what happened in Washington because he sees this as his side winning. And one of the things that he said was, Donald Trump failed on this because he needs to reach out to the other side, to the Democrats and other opponents, in other words, like him. You have to understand that John McCain and Lindsey Graham have put themselves up as leaders of the opposition. The Democrats are in such disarray that they're not really an effective opposition. And we have to understand we do not need the Democrats to repeal Obamacare. They didn't need the Republicans to pass it, did they? And we've got a much stronger situation than they did at this point. What we lack is the understanding and the will to do it. But I want to repeat what I said at the top of the hour about John McCain. The fact that he goes to Brussels and he says this type of stuff. We have a new world order that is under enormous strain. We have a titanic struggle with the forces of radicalism. And, of course, he's not really concerned about Islamic radicalism. He's concerned about nationals, people who want nationalism. That's the radicals that really concern him because that's where he focuses his speech. He said the EU and the U.S. need to develop more connectivity. He said, I trust the EU. He doesn't trust Donald Trump. He doesn't trust our Constitution. He doesn't trust the form of government that we had until the early 20th century, where we basically had free trade within the United States, but we collected our taxes at the border for goods who were coming into our country. And you understand that when they created the income tax and they created the Federal Reserve at the same time, they also flipped our tax system so that we weren't collecting the taxes at the border, but we turned the taxation again inside on American citizens and on American businesses. And that's the way that it has remained. Thomas Jefferson said in his second inaugural address, and I've mentioned this many times, we need to remember what he did in one term. He said, we have eliminated useless offices, and by doing so, we have been able to eliminate all internal taxation. So all their taxes were funded by tariffs on goods that were coming in. That allowed a free trade zone within America, and it allowed America to get strong. And he said, what laborer, what mechanic knows the tax man in America? Nobody. So they could go about their lives without being harassed and micromanaged from Washington. That's why we need to get rid of Obama tax. And I want to go back to 1776 as well on this. We have to understand the American Revolution was fought over a 3% tax on tea. It wasn't the level of taxation. It was who was imposing it and the way that it was imposed. And as I said in the last segment, Donald Trump was absolutely right to just throw out TPP. He did not want to mess with that and manage that around the edges and say, well, we never really got a chance to have an open public debate about this. It was done in secret, you know, like Paul Ryan's bill, like Nancy Pelosi's bill with Obamacare initially. We don't want to have legislation that way. That's enough reason right there to reject it, the way it was presented, the way it was hidden from us. Do you even know what's in Obamacare for the most part? Of course you don't. Most of us don't really know. We do know that our health care premiums have skyrocketed, and there's a reason for that. You know, we had a situation, think about it, we had a couple of different classes of people. We had some people who didn't want it. They didn't buy it. Well, they're not going to be allowed to do that. We're going to have the government hold a gun to their head and force them to do that. We had other people who couldn't afford it, but they wanted you to pay for it, including illegal immigrants. And that's what they did with that. And then you had those who wanted it, but now they can no longer afford it. That's what Obamacare, affordable health care, has done for us. But there's another aspect of this that's very important, and it reflects back on this 3% tax on tea issue. And, of course, we know that, like I said, it wasn't the level of taxation. We've got many states, they tax food. They tax all your food, not just your tea. They tax everything you eat. In many places, they tax your medicines as well. Some states, they have exemptions for those things. But in a lot of states, they tax it all. They did in North Carolina. And so what you have is a situation where, yeah, people will put up with an 8% tax on everything, not just their tea. But they want to have a say-so in what's going on with this. They don't want to have this stuff dictated to them by foreign bureaucrats or people who are very distant from them. These bureaucrats in Washington might as well be from a foreign country. Washington is a foreign country. As Matt Drudge said, the swamp is draining you. You're not draining the swamp at this point. But understand the structure of this. This is key. as to why many people said you must repeal the mechanism, just like you repealed the mechanism of TPP. TPP, and I think Donald Trump understood this, TPP wasn't simply about some organization that was above all the other countries. It was going to determine which industries and which countries are going to be allowed to succeed at the expense of other industries and other countries. Now, what it did was it created a transnational governing committee for which we had no representation. And that committee, as it was being sold to us, they said, well, we need to have this as a bulwark against Chinese competition. Well, they could have added China the very next day because, as Jeff Sessions pointed out, it was a living document. Those people who were going to be in that little committee, they would be able to change anything about that secret document. I guess it's one of the reasons why that it wasn't really important, was it, that we see that? Because anything in that document could be changed. The same thing happened with Obamacare. It really wasn't important that you understand that bill. After the bill got passed, Nancy Pelosi was right. Then we would see what was in it. Because it would be turned over to a bureaucracy that would exercise that same kind of dictatorial power. And it's not enough to have a help czar when that help czar is a good guy like Tom Price. How long is he going to be there? 2, 3, 4 years, maybe 8 years? Then who takes his place and overturns everything he undid? Stay with us. We'll be
the final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We want your soul.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to have Alex joining us with a report at the bottom of the hour, but I want to finish up on what we had been talking about in the last segment, and that is the failure to repeal Obamacare. And as I look at it, it was a failure to try. Because it was being led by Paul Ryan, a man that we know did not want to repeal Obamacare. This is a man that was handpicked to run with Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney had already put in Obamacare in Massachusetts with Ted Kennedy. It's going to be exactly identical to that. And we've had Paul Ryan working against that, working against borders, closing the borders, always open borders, has been Paul Ryan, also working against Trump on trade. He is going to be the opposition, and of course, John McCain was reminding everybody that he was the opposition in Brussels this weekend, talking to the European leadership there at the EU, telling them how much he loves their New World Order, how essential it is for the U.S. and the European Union to merge together, to have much closer ties. This is what we were concerned about with these partnership agreements. They always create an economic unity, then they create a sovereign unity, and of course there's also a military component to this as well. But when we look at the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and when we look at what happened in 1776, both of these, when we got rid of them, when Donald Trump threw out the TPP and said it's dead, he didn't try to reform it, he just killed it. That's what he should have done with Obamacare. Should have taken a decisive action on that, and hopefully that will still happen. And here's why. For the same reason that we had a revolution here in 1776, because we didn't want a foreign body to control our economy, just like TPP. We didn't want people saying, well, we're going to mandate this for you. We're going to raise the taxes to whatever we want, and you're not going to have any say-so about it. Remember, taxation without representation. Now we have not only taxation without representation, but we have taxation without, we have regulation without representation. That's the bureaucracy in Washington that decides everything. We've had our Congress abdicate everything to them. That's why Nancy Pelosi can say, well, you have to read the bill to find out what's in it. That's why Paul Ryan can do the same thing. It doesn't really matter what bill they produce, just as it didn't really matter what TPP was, because TPP would be changed by the international bureaucracy that you would have no control over once they got it established, just as Obamacare would be changed by the government bureaucracy, the Health and Human Services bureaucracy. Now, when we look at this idea that we have three phases where this is going to come through, and of course Trump said phase two and three are coming of this wonderful health care overhaul. He said they're going to be coming soon. I want to take a look at Paul Ryan's description of the three phases of repeal and replace. Now he says we're going to take advantage of the budget reconciliation process to avoid a Democratic filibuster. Well, there were some things that were taken out, other things that were not taken out in that process. And then we don't really know how that's going to be reconciled, do we? Because that's also a kind of a closed process. It's negotiated between the Senate and the House. So they put a lot of stuff there that they, again, it's a lot of shell games. And we hear from Paul Ryan and the GOP establishment that have fought tooth and nail to keep Obamacare from being repealed. Just trust us. We'll get there. We'll get there in phase two and phase three. I know it's not here in phase one, but trust us, it'll be there in phase two and three. Well, what's phase two? Phase two, says Paul Ryan. This is his report of phase two. Phase two will be all the regulatory flexibility that the Secretary of HHS has to deregulate. That's the best argument for repeal against Obamacare right there. We should not have a czar over our health care. That, along with the mandates and the taxes and lies that were sold to us with Obamacare, telling us in the Supreme Court, as we had Justice Roberts say, well, okay, they don't have the capability to mandate that you buy health care from somebody else, but they can put an economic penalty against you and force you to buy it from somebody else and call it a tax. No, a tax is what the government collects from its citizens. And quite frankly, if we go back and look at the Constitution, they don't have the ability to directly tax us as individuals. That's what many of the tax protesters have pointed out to people, but nobody's listening to that either. When you ignore the Constitution, this is what we wind up with. What we're going to wind up with, if we have a situation where we use all the flexibility and the dictatorial powers of Tom Price to shut down certain aspects of Obamacare, those aspects will be put right back in with the next HHS secretary. Whenever that comes, whether that's 4 years from now or 8 years from now, we have to get rid of that power. That's what Donald Trump understood about the TPP, that we couldn't have this transnational body dictating our economy to us. We can't have HHS dictating our health care to us. That's got to stop. That's why we have to have repeal. The fundamental structure of Obamacare has to go. Then we can start replacing the coercion with choice. We can start replacing the mandates with marketplace. You have to understand that we have to have choices as consumers. You will never control cost if you go with a command-control economy directed from the center. If you believe that, I'll give you a free ticket to a Venezuelan bakery. Okay? Go down there and see what's happening. They're locking people up in jail because of the scarcity they've got there in the bakeries. They're hunting down policemen in the street to rob them of their guns. They're killing dogs and cats in the streets there. It's absolute chaos because that's where this always leads when you try to rob other people to get what you can't afford. And, of course, we're robbing the other people to give benefits to illegal aliens who come into our country. We're giving them health care. So the bottom line is when you look at phase two and they're touting that Tom Price, Secretary of HHS, yeah, he might replace a lot of this stuff. Remember, we have this back and forth every time we get a Republican changeover from a Republican to a Democrat and vice versa. They would always fund abortions with NGOs abroad, or they would stop the funding of abortion with NGOs abroad. They go back and forth. They go back and forth. That's why they talk about, well, now we've got Planned Parenthood. We're going to get rid of Planned Parenthood. No, you're not. You're not going to get rid of anything if you don't get rid of this power that has been given to HHS and the bureaucracy. That has to stop. We have to have a Congress that is going to seize that power. And I'm glad that we had people who stood on principle and said, no, we have to get rid of this structure. We have to understand what's truly happening here. Somebody needs to explain to Donald Trump that what is going on here is not, we've got the Titanic health care. He understands that. It's going to sink. It's going to go down. It's not sustainable. When we had the CBO look at their grading, they said more people are going to lose health care if you put this in and continue to kick this can down the road, continue to drive the Titanic toward the iceberg, albeit at a maybe slower speed, more people are going to lose their health care than if you just repeal this thing. And who got their health care? Again, it was people who, A, had chosen not to get it, or B, people who couldn't afford it, and they did it at the expense of people who wanted it and could afford it and had and the ability previously to make a choice about what insurance coverage they wanted. That's expanding the welfare rolls for the purpose of a socialist healthcare system is not something that we should be using as a metric of success. That is a metric of failure. So we're talking about how many people were added to the rolls because of Obamacare. That's not the metric. You have to look at what has happened to our health care costs and to our insurance costs. That's the metric, not the number of people that have been added to the welfare state. That's not the thing that we want to optimize, unless you're a Democrat, unless you're trying to keep people dependent on you because that's your path to political power. Republicans should reject that out of hand. They should reject the command-control economy. They should reject the czar, even if the czar is a benevolent dictator for 4 years or 8 years. We don't want that struggle. And when you talk about getting rid of interstate competition across state lines, that should have been gotten rid of by the Commerce Clause. The real constitutional Commerce Clause is exactly the opposite of what they use it for. They use the Commerce Clause for their illegal prohibition of drugs. Instead, they ought to use it to create a free market in America. They could do that now. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You found it. The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Sunday, March 26, 2017. I want to go back and talk about the fundamental problems with Obamacare, the necessity for repeal. But before we do, real quickly, we really appreciate your support, especially at this time that we see that Google is trying to do everything that they can, and YouTube and Facebook, to try to censor our news going out, blaming us and saying that it's Russian bots were putting out our stories. But, of course, it's their bots that are shutting down your ability to share our stories, that are attacking our stories. And, of course, the latest evidence of this, we've seen them going both ways in terms of attacking ads. First, they said, well, we're not going to let you advertise on our ad placement product, you know, where you go to a website and they have these third-party organizations. This particular one, AdRoll, works with Google. And they will serve our ads for our products, for things like BrainForce, for things like colloidal silver. They will serve those ads on other websites, and we can try to get sales for that. And, of course, that directs people to our InfoWars Life or InfoWars Store that are not political sites. They say, well, we're not going to allow that to happen. Now they're going the other direction as well. They're trying to throttle the revenue. I guess we should start calling them rev limiters, you know, like you've got on an engine. This is the engine of freedom, the engine of free speech, and they're trying to put rev limiters on it, limiting our revenue in both directions. First of all, saying we're not going to allow you to serve ads, and then saying, and we're not going to let people put ads on your videos, because guess who's complaining about it? People like HSBC and others are the tip of the spear in saying, we don't want to see our ads show up on YouTube. As a matter of fact, I was kind of curious because I thought about this, and it never really occurred to me when I saw ads being served on YouTube videos, the front of the YouTube videos. I never really thought of that as a sponsorship of that particular company of the content that was there. I knew there was no conscious coordination there. So I put a poll up on my Twitter account, Libertarian, because I'm kind of interested in what you think. I mean, it's not like television where they go out and they get a specific sponsor. They go out and they get General Motors and they say, we're going to have the GM is going to sponsor this show. Or back in the old days, it would sponsor the entire thing. You'd have Borax sponsoring Ronald Reagan on Death Valley days. Well, you could very clearly say that these people are standing behind everything that's being said on that television show when they do something like that. But when it's an ad that's being served on YouTube, these are just ads that are coming in at random and they're being thrown up by YouTube. They're not being thrown up and Google didn't go out, or GM didn't go out there and say, hey, I want to put an ad on David Knight's video. No, this is just something that went out there by YouTube. So we have the thing monetized. There you can see the poll. They've pulled that up there at Libertarian if you want to vote on that poll. I'm curious as to what you think, because I think when I looked at this, my take on this was that they're trying to shut down our revenue. They're trying to shut down the revenue of third parties. Anybody that they say is deemed to be controversial. Now, that would be controversial, would be anybody that reports the fact that HSBC has been convicted multiple times of money laundering and gotten off with a slap on the hand each time. When we talk about that, I guess HSBC sees that as controversial, and they would not like to see their ad pop up on a video where I'm talking about that. They would like to see us go away, quite frankly. They really would. And so that's going to be the result of this type of movement. When they can go out and Facebook can shut down your articles, your videos, your content by saying, well, we think that's fake. We're going to be the arbiters of what's true and what isn't. Or we're going to give that to those wizards at Snopes. When they can do that, and they can be the arbiters of truth, and they can shut you down by saying, you're not true, we don't agree with you, blah, blah, blah. They can censor you that way. Or they can come out and say, well, we simply think that it's controversial. See, they don't even have to go to the point of saying, it's fake. Now they can just say, it's controversial, so we're going to shut down your revenue. We're going to censor your videos. And, of course, they're still letting the videos go out. They're just cutting down the ad revenue to that. So we appreciate you standing with us, buying our products directly. One of the products that we've got as a discount today at InfoWars Life is BrainForce Plus, and it is 25% off. And as I've said before, it is one of my favorite, if not the favorite, supplement that I have that I take out of InfoWars stuff because I can feel it immediately. Let me read you this review of what somebody else said. Excellent product. Exceeded my expectations. I love BrainForce. It has transformed my productivity at work. I've been able to replace coffee with this incredible natural alternative. After long days where I would normally be exhausted, I'm clear-headed and alert. I highly recommend this to anyone. There were other benefits I'll let you discover for yourself, but this is an amazing supplement that has made a huge difference in the quality of my life. And that's by Michael from an undisclosed location. You can read those reviews at InfoWarsLife.com. You can see what other people are saying about our products. Take a look at the ingredients. Do your own research on the Internet. We encourage you to do your own research on not only the stuff that we sell at InfoWars Life, but also the information that we give you, because we give you links to back up what we're talking about. We're not just making up stuff about the Internet of Things. The fact that your appliances are spying on you? Yeah, that's not a tinfoil hat conspiracy theory. We're not paranoid. We had David Petraeus 5 years ago saying that was going to be the case. It is the case. Samsung has told you that is the case. So we back up our articles. We back up the products that we sell. You can take a look at that at InfoWarsLife.com. Also, another product I want to mention to you real quickly, and then we get back to the news. We have an all-new Victory Series 2 Minutemen Edition, 80% lower. That's now available at InfoWarsStore.com. And again, this is something that you can get. It's sold by, I'm looking at the name of the company here. Yes, Tennessee Arms. Made exclusively for InfoWars by Tennessee Arms. Now, this is a new design, the Minutemen Edition, but we have 20% off all of our other 80% lowers that are available at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, it's a great way for you to build your own firearm. And we have some interesting news about the Second Amendment that I'm going to get to here in a moment, but I don't want to get to that before I finish with the Obamacare repeal that needs to happen, that must happen. And as I was just talking about, these three phases of repeal. So they had the first phase, which was going to be a legislative repeal of some things. But then they said phase two is going to be done by our wonderful Health and Human Services Secretary, Tom Price. And he's going to go through and just rip out stuff because Obamacare has established the HHS Secretary as a czar over your health care. Now, I don't want to see that. That kind of structure, the mandates, the army of IRS agents who demand to know if you've got health insurance and demand that you get a particular type of health insurance. That's what we're talking about when we say repeal. And this bill did not do that. The very fact that they're talking about phase two being an essential part of this means that they're leaving in the structure, the dictatorial structure of Obamacare. We do not want that. That's not what we voted for. Listen to us. We don't want our health care being micromanaged out of Washington by a bunch of socialist bureaucrats, and we don't want it being ripped around every time we've got an election. So one election, some of this stuff is taken out. The next election will be put right back in, right back in. When you get Chelsea Clinton as president, God forbid, but something like that happens, what's she going to do with her Health and Human Services Secretary? Exactly what you don't want to see happen. And then I was just talking about phase three. They say, we're going to allow competition across state lines. Now, right now, that's prohibited. The Commerce Clause should prohibit that kind of prohibition. The Commerce Clause in the Constitution was set up so that we would have free trade within the United States. But isn't it interesting that the very people that are always telling us we have to have free trade with other nations will not allow us to have free trade in health care across borders? Do you smell a rat? Do you think they got cards that they're not showing you? Yeah, absolutely. If we were to enforce the Commerce Clause, and this could be done by the Justice Department saying no, as long as these insurance companies are not engaging in fraud, people can choose to buy what they want regardless of where these insurance companies are. So if it's not fraudulent health care, they should be able to pick and choose what they want. They should not have a gun held to their head and call it essential health benefits and say we're going to mandate that single men have to get maternity care or that nuns have to get abortion care, and so forth. That's essential care. And they said, wait, well, you know, we're going to have some negotiations on that. At the last minute, they brought the Freedom Caucus in and said, we'll talk about some of these things that are essential health care benefits that we might want to cut. No, no. You're rearranging the deck chairs on Titanic health care. It's headed for the iceberg. And it's not enough to say you're not going to be there.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom. And Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives made in America.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, my daddy left home when I was 3, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me. Just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue.
There we go. That's Johnny Cash and a boy named Sue. And you know that story as he tells it in the song. His dad, the meanest thing he ever did was to name him Sue. And it caused one fight after the other. Of course, if you were to name a boy Sue today, that would be a term of endearment, wouldn't it? This is the upside-down world we live in today. So it wouldn't be a problem if you name your boy Sue today or if you get your boy to wear skirts. But back in the day when we knew where we were, we knew what we were, that was a bit of a problem. Now we've got a family in Atlanta trying to name their daughter Allah. And I got to say, if they're successful in doing this, they are going to create more conflict for her and her life in the world that we live in today, in this world, than Johnny Cash would have had if he'd been named Sue. Because she's going to have every Muslim gunning for her. Because that's basically an affront to their religion. They do not allow people to name each other Allah in their religion. But this is a family in Atlanta, and they're going to be suing the state officials because the husband and wife are not married. They don't have the same name. And they want to give this other name as a last name to their daughter. So it's they said that state law says that you've got to use as a surname, as a last name, you have to use one parent or the other or a combination of those two names. That's the state law. But they don't want to do that. And, of course, they've had some very eccentric names that they came up with before they got to the surname. The first name was Zalika, Graceful, Lorena, Ala is what they want to call her. And the state says, okay, you can use all those other names, whatever, you know, Moon Unit, Zappa, or but you can't use Allah because it has to be the mother's name or the father's name or a combination of those two names. And as I just point out, as a practical matter, why would you want to do that to your child? But we now see that the ACLU is going to go to bat for them and is going to get involved in these kind of sensational minutiae that the ACLU always does. The issues that we have with dragnet surveillance, with the shredding of the Constitution, all that stuff just sails over the ACLU. But whenever they find something that's sensational or something that panders to the radical left, you can bet that they will be there in court, especially if they can make money suing Christians or suing jurisdictions because they say that you're exercising Christianity. No, no, we can't have that. The ACLU will always be there to fund themselves. So now they're going to get into this as they ignore the big issues and swallow the camels and strain at the gnats. We also see another interesting story here out of Winchester, Virginia. We have Virginia police arrest a guy and show this picture of this guy. He did a pretty good job of makeup in terms of turning himself into the Joker that Heath Ledger did here. Virginia police arrest a sword-wielding man who is dressed as the Joker. This is on the Drudge Report. They charged him with wearing a mask in public. That is a felony under state law. And so when I looked at that, I thought, a mask? Really? I mean, it's makeup. Okay, it's not truly a mask. And the statute, however, says, this is Virginia Code 18.2-422, it shall be unlawful for any person over 16 years of age with the intent to conceal his identity, wear any mask, hood, or other device whereby a substantial portion of the face is hidden or is covered so as to conceal the identity of the wearer or to appear in a public place or upon any private property without first having obtained from the owner or tenant consent to do so in writing. Well, okay, so if we look at this, this raises some interesting questions because when it says it's an intent to conceal his identity, it doesn't say criminal intent, just intent to conceal. So wouldn't that include burkas? Because with a burqa, you're trying to conceal your identity, right? You don't want people to see your face. So why wouldn't that statute apply to burqas? Maybe because the statute says intent to conceal his identity. So I guess it's okay for women to conceal their identity. I don't know. I think that is his in the general sense in that statute. But I find that very interesting. I think that it should apply to a burqa and not just to makeup for somebody, no matter how bizarre that story is. No mention as to what the guy's motives were. Also, as we're looking at some other lighter news here, I'll kind of touch us back again on the health care issue. We have a Republican Senator, Pat Roberts, who is now getting a lot of criticism because he's kind of sarcastically joked when talking about essential health benefits that he wouldn't want to lose his mammograms. He probably doesn't want to lose his maternity coverage either as a 60-plus-year-old male, because the government is holding a gun to his head, forcing him to buy that, saying that that is essential health benefits. And then Congressman Judy Chu from California got on Twitter and was triggered by this and said, cancer is no joke. Mammograms save lives, the same reason we pay for prostate exams. And, of course, I'm sure women are being coerced into paying for prostate exams under Obamacare as well. But I think it's kind of interesting when we look at that, because it brings up an interesting point about healthcare, and it's also, when we look at mammograms, we had this other article that came out over the weekend on Drudge Report about dogs being taught to detect breast cancer from a bandage that had merely touched the breast of a woman with a tumor. So these dogs, you just put this clothing on a woman who has cancer, and they can detect it with 100% reliability. Let me repeat that. 100% reliability. That is far better than mammograms that have both a far less than 100% accuracy, generate both false positives and false negatives in terms of mammograms. And the dogs don't give you cancer like radiation can do if you have too many mammograms. So there's been a disagreement in the medical community as to not only the efficacy of the mammograms, but also the safety of the mammograms. But of course, when you have this kind of insurance coverage, everybody's getting them because, hey, it's free, and the hospitals say, we want you to have this done because it's another way that they can make money. See, that's part of the problem with health insurance, folks. Remember, it was a couple of years ago that the LA Times, I referred to this before, they ran an article, and they looked at the cost of people who were cash patients versus the cost of people who had health insurance. But they went to the same hospitals, had the same kind of procedures, and they paid their deductible. And guess what? The cash patients paid less. Now, one of the reasons for that is because they negotiated with the hospitals. But the other part of it is that they're not paying for a lot of unnecessary testing, which they will load up on you. And I got to say that not only mammograms, but I had it had life-altering consequences for my mother when she had a diagnostic procedure that caused her to have a stroke. It was a heart catheterization, and she didn't feel that it was necessary, and it wasn't necessary at the time, and the doctor even admitted that privately to us because we did not get into a situation where we sued him. She was advanced in age at the time, but she had that stroke while they were doing the procedure to her, blocked off the arterial flow, caused her to have a stroke. But the bottom line, folks, is that tests have consequences. Heart catheterizations have consequences. Mammograms have consequences. They're not only expensive, but you ought to think about whether you really need those things. And they don't push them on you to that extent if you are a cash patient. And I say I'm a cash patient. I'm a member of Samaritan Ministries. And, of course, there's a lot of these. Christian Care Medishare. There's Liberty, where you don't have to be a Christian. These are situations where you share each other's health care, where you have a catastrophic insurance policy to fall back on if it's like $50,000 or more, but you can then negotiate. It's a little bit of a marketplace. This is why we're talking about a repeal of Obamacare, getting rid of these mandates. And I spend so much time on this because I'm really sad to see the direction that this is taking, according to some of the headlines. The fact that Trump and Bannon are so angry about this failing, that they are now starting to turn their anger on other Republicans. We don't want to have a civil war over this. That's exactly what McCain would love to see. That's what he's gloating about in the European Union when he's talking to them at Brussels. We don't want to see that happen. That's going to not only keep us from getting anything done, it will completely lock the Republicans up in fighting each other. We share the same goal. I think the strategy was flawed. I think the tactics were horrible. The fact that they were changing things up to the last minute, the fact that Paul Ryan had this bill as a secret bill. He's the guy, if you want to blame somebody, blame him. He didn't want this to pass in the first place, and it was quite obvious. We couldn't tell up to the last minute whether veterans were going to be made ineligible to receive tax credits under the revision of the plan. They wanted to rush this thing through. Nobody wanted to see that happen. And they didn't address the fundamental things at the bottom of it that were dictatorial. If you want to blame somebody, blame those tactics, those strategies. Take a look at what happened with it. Talk to the other side. Come back. You can pass this without the Democrats. The Democrats can't block it, but you can block it if you go into a civil war with other Republicans. Stay with us when we come right back. We're going to talk about North Dakota and the Second Amendment. We're also going to have Alex Jones talking to us at 6 after. He's going to give an exclusive response to the firestorm concerning his Pizzagate statement.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.